3.
Look! I got Ruiz to buy that silver piece from me. You should be glad to be rid of it. It was only gathering dust.
Encarni put the shopping basket down on the table. She was pleased. Ruiz, the pawn shop guy, had paid her well for the centerpiece, and she'd been able to buy plenty of groceries. The basket was overflowing. She was sure the missus would say she could take something to her mother.
Good, answered her employer. But Encarni could tell she hadn't been paying attention.
She was sitting at the kitchen table with a cup of coffee in front of her, and her hand held a holder with the nub of a cigarette in it. The coffee and cigarette must have been her breakfast, and it was already noon. She started to pull things out of the basket, making as much noise as possible. She crushed the newsprint so that it would crunch. She clinked together two bottles before placing them heavily on the ground. She liked things to make noise. The tinkling of the silverware when she put it in the drawer. The creaking of the drawers of the many cupboards when she opened them. The lids banging onto the pots. The noise was practical, too, when Encarni wanted to attract Señora Beatriz's attention. She turned towards Encarni, pulling her gaze from the distance and focusing it on her.
How much did Ruiz pay you for it?
He gave me 90 pesetas.
Good.
Then she smiled.
That's a lot.
Encarni grinned with satisfaction. She was proud of her negotiating skills, but she thought it more elegant to accept the compliment without comment, to downplay it, so she changed the subject.
Do you know what? Up in Tibidabo, they found a dead woman.
Was Señora Beatriz still listening to her? There was no way of knowing. If she was thinking about the dusty papers and the yellow cards she had in the desk, there was no point telling her anything. It would be like talking to a wall or a hat stand. But she lifted her head. It seemed she wanted to know more. Encarni continued.